Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you must.
Intune 7 days a week, only on the Intune Show with your hottest host, Miss P, and the Intune family. Every day, we're serving you hot interviews and keeping you updated on the hottest news. You can always dial in live at 818-495-6975. Here at the Intune Show, we love to cater to our listeners. Don't miss out. Get in tune.
Hey, baby, this is your girl, Miss P, and you're now in tuned. I'm super, super excited about this Sunday in particularly, not just because it's amazing outside, because Shannon Bex is in tuned as we speak. So I'm terribly excited, and I know you guys that are normally tuned in with the Intune Show on every day of the week, which I appreciate, and all of those that tuned in for the first time, thank you so much, and I hope it's not your last time. I don't want to keep her, so I'm going to bring her right on, and normally I give this whole big thing about who's coming on, but she's punctual, okay? Everyone else, I have to wait. It's like one of those things that, you know, you're fashionably late, but Shannon happens to be, like, right there, right on time. So thank you, Shannon. Let's bring you right on.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm great. I'm so great. And I have a thing with being punctual, so I respect people's time. So,
oh, thank you so much. That's why I said let me not even go through the whole, like, you know, Shannon Bex, you know, just introducing, because usually that's the time that I like to kill until the person is actually, like, on the line. So thank you so much for being so, you know, in tune today. I love that. Thank you.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk with you. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm really, really, really feeling I'm out.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that.
No, I'm not just saying it because you're, in, you know, on the line and things of that nature. I really, really like it. It just gives me so many different emotions. Like, it's like country to me is like, I don't know. What was your inspiration for this particular track?
Woo! Actually, I wrote this track with the producer I'm working on my EP with. His name's Ty Smith, and the whole lyrics were very, very inspired from the whole Danity Kane breakup and just leaving that chapter for the next. I was in such a bottle of emotions after that. I didn't really know what the right next step would be. I didn't even really know what was going on. We were really left in the dark a lot. We didn't know some things were just for TV, and, you know, everyone has opinions and thoughts. And so I was like, you know, I just got to the point where I was like, you know what, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. Like, and it wasn't towards, like, the girls or anything in particular, but that just whole scenario inspired me being, you know, I'm done. I'm out. I've been kind of in this holding pattern long enough, and I'm moving on with my life. So
Definitely. That was the
Yeah.
Definitely. And just to say, you know, you guys were all amazing together, but I don't see you as a solo artist having any issues, just to, you know, put that out there. Because with this song per se, like, for me is just, you know, like you said, it resonated with you and the reason how you came up with the concept. But just knowing that, in addition to just the way you sung it, it was just like, no. And I'm like, go, girl.
There was no other way to sing it than just being like, I am out. Like,
okay, for real.
And
exactly. It can resonate with people on so many different levels in their life. And that's what the whole, you know, title gives me. Like, hey, if it's your man, if it's your woman, if it's a job, if it's whatever, I'm out. I'm done.
Totally. Oh, yeah. We all deal with that on large levels, small levels. So, yeah, like, though that was my inspiration, I still even say I'm out and relate to it on the little stuff. You know, like, okay, what? I'm out. I'm done. And I laugh at myself because I'm always saying I'm out. And I'm like, oh, I'm out. But we say that a lot, even on the day-to-day. Like, I'm out. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm moving on. And you have to, for your own sake in life, you have to do that, I think, many times with many different levels. So I'm glad it's relatable.
Absolutely. So NBA dancer, Shannon, I'm like, I had no clue.
5 years, 5 seasons.
Wow. How was that experience?
It was actually pretty incredible. I was apprehensive to do it. I didn't know if I'd like it. You know, I grew up dancing, and so I was like, you know, I went to a camp, actually, that they were hosting, and I got to meet all the Blazer girls as a Blazer dancer, and everyone was so great and so nice, because, you know, I mean, shoot, you get a whole bunch of girls together, and there's bound to be losses, drama and just pettiness, and I didn't get that from anybody. And I was like, you know, this could be a really positive environment. You know, I kind of assumed it would be negative, but it was extremely positive, and I enjoyed the process. Right. I enjoyed every girl. They're some of my closest life friends to this day. Many of them were my bridesmaids at my wedding and my biggest supporters. So I'm really glad. I always grew up a little on guard with friendships with girls just because girls can be evil.
Yeah,
so
that's
true.
Always
on guard. It's hard, and, you know, we're all emotional, and I'm emotional, and it kind of opened my eyes at that point. I don't know, maybe God was preparing me for, like, being in, like, a girl group, because it opened my eyes that, wow, gosh, no, it's not negative. It doesn't have to be negative. It doesn't have to be, it can be such a beautiful, supportive atmosphere. And that's what I got from that situation, like 17 women supporting each other and being there for each other on a career level and on a personal level. So it opened my eyes a little bit, being part of it. And so, you know, thus I used a lot of the tactics and communication skills inside of Vanity Cane because, you know, we are women. We have all these sides to us, and different days bring different things. So I'm really thankful.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I think, in my opinion, like, if anything else, just people in general that have came, you know, gone up through your journey of being in a group and then becoming solo, is that you gain something from each person, negative or positive, in a sense that you can kind of, like, help yourself grow as an individual throughout
sure.
life.
There's mm-hmm. a really cheesy moment at the beginning of making the band. We all could go back and probably find it. I'm sitting mm-hmm. on the floor with 21 girls. We hadn't made the group yet. And I'm the one out of everyone that goes, because they were like, what do you want to do? What's your goals? What do you want to do? And I was like, I want to take a little piece of all of you with me. And everyone's like, oh, you know, like, cheesy. But I was meaning it as, yes, on the emotional side, but no, I'm going to learn from each of you.
Right.
I'm going to sit back and I'm going to learn something, you know. So, but definitely.
I love it.
I learned so much from each of my girls, you know, Dawn, like, with her passion in the studio and her style vocally and, you know, Dre's little, you know, spice of life, you know, and Dee's hustle and, you know, Aubrey's, you know, crazy business, you know, sense of what she does. Like, just everything. Emotional stuff I learned. Definitely. You can't be around people 24/7 for probably 5 years and not have them become a part of you, you know. And that was my hope in the whole situation, that they each could walk away from maybe always hearing my voice. Maybe that's why it's the mama of the group. They all can mm-hmm. hear my love and my voice and my support no matter where they go in life from here on out, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And that's amazing of you as a whole because, you know, so many people are so, like, you know, they hold on and they hang on and they hate and they filter it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I definitely love the fact that you're just like, hey, listen, I went in with this attitude and I came out with this attitude and I appreciate every experience. And that's awesome. And it also shows women, young women out there like ourselves, you know, that, you know, hey, listen, everything doesn't work out in certain ways. But then again, it do because you get to...
Yeah.
You know, gain from the experience of it all.
Yes. And if you don't take life and learn from life, then you are going to, I'm sorry, I'm going to help somebody, but I got it, sis. I got it. I can help you. I got it. You're good. Sorry.
That's okay.
You're good. You just dropped something. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Was needing help, so I just jumped up. sorry, the timing was kind of ironic. Yes, I think that's the big thing. It's really easy to get into the gossip world and into the, just, you know, the chaos of rumors and self-absorbed kind of, you know, it's easy. It's easy to be kind of protected and self-absorbed. So it is hard to put yourself out and be supportive of people. But that's my biggest message, and that's really why I wanted to be in this industry. Not only do I love, love, love the stage, love to perform, but I just really felt in my heart that, I don't know, there just needs to be a positive influence, you know, just a positive, like, you don't have to take this path. You don't have to act this way. You can be successful and achieve things and be an honestly truthful person and, you know, have boundaries, all those things, you know. And so that's, you know, just holding tight to that in my career for sure.
Definitely. So what geared you towards country? Was that something like a genre of music that you always kind of had in you and, you know, you would just had to put that on hold until your solo project?
Yes, that is exactly it. My whole like life vision of my career was always country music, but you know, of course, being a dancer, a lot of other doors and opportunities came along that, you know, you're not going to deny because it's amazing opportunities. So I kind of got into the path of more of the pop, you know, R&B genre with Fame on NBC with Debbie Allen, and then going into, you know, on TV making the band. And I just rode with it. You know, I knew every experience, music business is a music business. So I knew I would enjoy it. I knew I'd learn from it. And I had to take a chance. You just never know. But country has always been my heart. I think one of the biggest or the funniest story to me is we were on tour with Christina Aguilera, and we were going through, I think, Kansas. And I probably hadn't really listened to country music or been just in a country feeling forever, and my bodyguard Andrea and I went out to, oh gosh, was it some kind of ranch, like steak, you know, house where you throw peanuts on the floor, and you know, they have like a botanical bowl in the middle of it. It was so beyond saturated with country. I walked in those doors and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I was loving, like, Garth Brooks was playing, and I was like, my bodyguard was cracking up. He was like, you are flipping hilarious. He's like, I've never seen you like this. And he's like, there's a whole other side to you. I'm like, yeah, there is. One day, I'm going to see it. I am just this country girl at heart. I live in a barn. My husband and I live in a barn on 10 acres. I grew up with horses. My first car was a truck. Like, I just, it's definitely a big side of who I am, and I think it just reminds me of my youth, because my, you know, family always was around country and country music and that lifestyle. So, but then there's this whole side of me, performer, dancer, you know, pop music, of course. So I've definitely got two sides, but we're women, you know, women have many sides to them. So.
Definitely. And I think that is also good because, you know, as I was reading your bio and I was talking to a friend of mine earlier and I was like, wait a minute, you know, and we were listening to the track and I was like, you know, this has like country and like R&B and like, you know, it's just a little bit of everything. And I think that that's an advantage because it gives you country, but it gives you a twist, which makes it stand out and differ from other country singers and what they're doing.
That is music to my ears. That has been my biggest struggle in creating. I didn't want to just come do country. I needed it to truly be who I am as an artist. And it's been a process to achieve that. You know, you come internationally, you come into Tennessee, you're working with country producers, and then trying to get them to understand I'm a performer, I'm a dancer. I came from the, you know, pop R&B world. I still got an amazing fan base over here. I don't want to leave them in the dark and go, you know, do country. You know, I got to, there's this balance inside of me, and I needed to really express that. And so I'm so excited that people are receiving it as I was hoping. You know, it's just a representation of me and my multiple personalities.
Right. And it's definitely a good job on your part and from your creative side as versus your sexy side, sleek, you know, classy. It's a little bit of everything. Like you said, women have so much to throw into the pot that, you know, it's just like no going wrong. And you didn't go wrong with this. So all I see is like, you know, bright lights and stars on this EP because I'm definitely feeling it, and I'm definitely not a country person. I'm not. I won't lie to you. But this has introduced me to the fact that, yeah, you do like it because it has, like, so many different twists on it that, yeah, I'm a fan. But, you know, a fan of yours, Shannon, a fan of yours.
And I appreciate that. That's great. And that's exactly too. I've been talking to people down in Nashville here right now, and I'm like, you know, I love country and I love it, but I'm not going to stamp it. I'm just going to do me. I'm going to do my music and hopefully just gain, you know, the friends and the fan base based off of just giving my soul and giving my heart and doing what I want to do. I think a lot of artists nowadays are falling too much into the rhythm of do it because it's working, do it because it's commercial. I mean, it's got to be good, yes, but we're losing, I feel like, as a musical culture, we're losing just true art of it all, like getting drawn into the artist just doing them. You know, we're getting too, you know, we're chopping, you know, oh, you're country, oh, you're pop, oh, you're R&B, no, music, just give me some good music that's honest and everyone stop trying so hard and then let's see what happens. So that's
Absolutely. I agree. So, Shannon, we have the lines are lit up. There's people in the chat room. And, you know, on this show, I like to have it interactive. So is it cool that we take a call?
Of course.
Okay, 302, you on the line with Shannon and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, ladies. Hey, Miss P. Hey, Shannon. It's David.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm just calling in to show my love to you both.
Aww. Oh, you're so awesome, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm so busy, but still good.
How's the recording?
It's been amazing. It's been such an easy, great, rewarding process. And my producer's like, wow, that was really easy. He's like, you made that too easy on me. And I was like, sorry. He's like, I should have come in there and, like yelled at you or something. And I was like, yeah, I'm used to that. You should have.
So are you done recording, or you're still finishing up?
You know, we're pretty much done with the bulk of it all. There's just a little few last, you know, minute touches you got to throw in there. And, of course, we're sitting on it as we mix and master, and if anything else needs to get tweaked. But it's pretty much there. I'm really excited.
Yay.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, I just, you know, I'm just calling in to say hey to both of my favorite people.
Aww. Aww. So good to hear your voice. You make my smile.
I know, fierce wings.
You did.
Who was that?
Fierce wings. What'd you say, David?
I said to Shannon, I said she makes me do the same.
Oh, okay.
She smiled too.
Aww. Yeah, she's doing the same.
Me and Shannon go way back.
I know. I'm sure, you know. I'm trying to get on that level with you, David. I'm trying to go way back. Right now, it's just wait like a couple of months or so. But you know, we're gonna be there sooner than later. Time is flying.
We can be there. We can be there in 10 minutes.
There you go. Wait, 10 minutes. We go way back.
Okay, the next 10 minutes, me and David have officially went way back.
Awesome.
Period.
History.
Point blank.
Yeah, history.
Right. But thank you, David, for calling in and showing love, as always, to the Intune Show.
Yes.
And to Miss Bex, of course, because she is awesome.
Thank
and
you.
So are you, David, and you already know that.
Yes.
Thank you.
You
not
are.
A problem.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day, David.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so that's awesome. David is just, yeah. He just makes you want to pinch his cheeks. You know, he's just like one of those people. Constantly.
I know.
Like, I probably want to invent a pinch cheeker just for David, you know? I don't know.
You can
sell them everywhere.
Somebody just pinch your cheek. App.
app, right? For pinch your cheek.
Yep. Yes.
So when you hear your music being played, Shannon, how does it make you feel?
It's surreal. It's kind of like, is this really happening? Even it felt like that with DK, too. It's kind of your vision and your goals coming all together and it actually being done. It's like watching, you know, it's like looking at a piece of art that you painted and just kind of soaking it in. Yeah. I feel blessed because I know a lot of people, even though they work towards recording, they work towards their goals, it doesn't always happen. So I'm thankful I even get those opportunities to see it completed and hear it completed.
Right. Because, you know, like you just stated, you're knocking it out in the studio, so that's awesome because it's not that easy for everyone. And, you know, sometimes it's just a work in progress. But, you know, you said that your inspiration for Out all evolved around past experiences. But, you know, just like anything creative, of course, it is something that deals with your life. But do you draw any other inspiration for any of the other music that you have on your EP outside of, you know, the Danny D. King and everything else that happened?
Definitely. I have a song on there, my EP, called I'm a Woman, and it's kind of relationship-based as a broad, as a whole of just, it could be friendships or it could be, you know, romantic relationship-based, just pulling from that, you don't know me, kind of, you think you know who I am, but I'm a woman, like, take the time, this is what I am, I'm simple, complicated, underestimated, let me help you understand, like, it's just this whole... You know, we always feel like we're being misinterpreted or we feel like people judge us too quickly. So I kind of took that approach of hold up before you go there because take a listen to what I really am and then maybe you'll understand. Let me help you understand. So I think just being misinterpreted sometimes, you know, gives us feet to stand on and I'm a sassy girl, so I've got some sassy stuff. And then, of course, Feel It, which I have acoustically on my YouTube channel, is going to be out there, but it's going to be produced. And that one was huge when I came down to Nashville and I was trying to write and try to explain how it's not just about a fast song. It's not just about a song that has a great guitar lick or anything. It's got to be music I can feel and that gets in my soul. So Feel It was inspired basically as me as a performer just saying I can feel it. Like, I can feel the music. I can feel it inside of me, and in hopes that people can translate that to themselves. And I Want to Be Lonely is another track, because sometimes, you know, I'm married almost 9 years, and sometimes...
Congratulations!
Thank you very much.
And wow, thank you very much for being married 9 years. Not a lot of people...
Right through the chaos. And the
inspiration,
right?
I love it. But I'm sorry to cut you off, Shannon. Please continue.
Oh, no. No, he's amazing. But the funny part of the track is, you know, I love you, you know, I got a good man, but, you know, I want to be lonely. Sometimes you want to get in your car, you want to turn your radio on, you just want to drive, you just want to go somewhere away from everybody and all the chaos. And, yes, I love you, I'm okay, I'm checking out for a little bit, so I'm turning my phone off, and I just want to be lonely. And I think as women, I feel as though, not to exclude the men, because I'm sure they feel this way too, but, you know, when you got family, you got business, you know, you got work, you have your relationship, you have to clean, you have to be the house cleaner and cooker. You know, it's just like those moments where, can I just let it all go and just be lonely? Can you just leave me alone for a little bit? Take off all those hats for just a moment. So that's that song. It's, there's nothing wrong with me. Stop thinking there is. Just leave me alone for the night kind of thing. So,
right.
You know, I think this stuff... I mean, I'm a woman. I'm, like I said, I've been married 9 years. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm 32, you know, and I'm a woman, and I want to represent women and kind of speak for them. And it's not going to be, you know, it's not bashing stuff, but it's just coming from an honest place. Like, hey, it's okay. We all feel this way, or, oh, it's okay. Get sarcastic. Have fun. Be a girly girl. Like, not, just speaking for the women, I guess, is kind of where I feel like my EP is at.
Definitely. I love it. I love where you're coming from, and I'm excited, to be honest with you. And again, not because you're right here right now, it's because I'm excited because I'm all into empowering women everywhere to be better or to take notice in certain things. And, you know, even for myself, because we all lose our way a little bit sometimes, it's like you already knowing, but sometimes you just lose sight of that. So talk to someone like yourself or listen to certain songs that you are, you know, bringing out into the universe, it's just like, hey, this is just really explaining everything that I feel right now. And there's nothing wrong with being married or being in a relationship or being with whoever it is that you're with that resonates with you and having that time for yourself. And that's where people go wrong, by just feeling like it's all about, you know, the relationship. It's all about, like, what the other person wants. But what about time for you? I love it, Shannon.
And you can't give of yourself if you don't have any of yourself to give. So it's not feeling guilty to take that time and to be who you are and gain strength in your inner self before giving to others.
Definitely, definitely. So what pressures, if any, are there, you know, for female artists that are coming up? Because, see, you know, I don't sing, I don't dance, so I have to ask these questions for, you know, people like yourself. You hear some horror stories, you hear, you know, good things, but I'm always curious to know, like, through your life journey in this entertainment world, you know, has it been, like, you know, pressures of any on you as a female?
You know, I hear also many pressures from all those crazy stories. I'm thankful. I've always been very well respected as just the businesswoman I am. I've never been put in any awkward situations. I've never been pressured awkwardly or inappropriately. Like, you know, you hear those stories all the time in this business, but thankfully I can say I have no stories like that. And as far as just the industry itself, I think the main pressure of this business, and it hasn't really been on me, but I see it around me, is just that pressure of getting it perfect and being the perfect age with the perfect song, with perfect look, like that kind of take us back to before, where are the artists out there, because there's all these checklists to be successful nowadays, but then we're losing the true passion because we have all these checklists. So I think that's just an overall pressure of the business, you know, if that makes any sense. At all.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense because people do critique themselves so much, and that's what I think holds them back too. Because it's like, hey, is this right? Is this beat right? Is this hook right? Is this right? This is not well. This is not that. And then next thing you know, it could be like a hit all the way through. But because you question and doubt yourself and your ability so much, it just keeps that hit from hitting the universe.
That is so true. It's not even funny. That is, I mean, because. Artists and perfectionists, you're your worst critic. I mean, it's so true. It's so true. And that's the scary part is, and I'm still learning this, is just jump. Take that chance. You never know. Just jump. You just got to try. And you only learn when you do try. And you're like, okay, never do that again. And people are pretty amazingly forgiving. Like, you know, let's say the first, you know, piece of clothing you make is hideous. And then you make something that's amazing because you learn from that. People aren't going to go, oh, no, I'm not buying this amazing piece of clothing because that first one was hideous. No, people don't do that. So it's all usually in your head. So you got to trust yourself sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right, does eccentric fans become annoying? I always want to know, like, how how is your perception with your supporters, like, how do you deal with that? Like, constantly, do people just, like, kind of, like, Shannon, you know, how do you deal with this?
You know, I'm aware, and all of the DK girls that are like this, that we would not be where we are without the support. So I'm so respectful of that, and I definitely want to give attention. I always want to make sure I give that personal attention if someone is excited or maybe hits me up a lot or, you know, I'm not gonna push them away. It can get hard because there comes a point where you let them in and you are so nice, and then it's like, how do you start putting kind of a line there? You know, that does get difficult. But I've not really had that experience. Everyone's really respectful. I think if you give them respect and you show them you're a person and you appreciate them, it comes back around. And people have always been really respectful of that line or that time or. Okay, I'll let you go now. I just want to say, or okay, I'll stop taking a picture now. I just wanted to, you know, and I put myself in their place. I mean, I'm a fan of many artists and many people, so I get it. You know, I don't want people to feel stupid for talking to me or asking me a question or wanting a picture either.
Right. Right, because I've heard some stories. I mean, I've heard stories about fans jumping on the back of cars, fighting with the bodyguards. I mean, it gets pretty funny out there in this world. But it always amazes me how far some people will take it, you know, to be seen.
I mean, yeah. Like, what's their intent? Are they really excited to see you, or they just want to get in front of the camera? Like, what's their intent there?
Like, are we a reality show? Is Ashton Kutcher somewhere around? Like, am I being punked right now? That's what I need to know.
Like, it's happening right now. So there's definitely those moments, But you have a bodyguard with you, so that helps.
Yeah, definitely. So is there anything else that you enjoy doing outside of music? I know you love music. I know you love to dance, and that's kind of like your thing that you're very passionate about. But is there anything else that you enjoy doing outside of that?
When I do have downtime and I'm home and husband has time off, we love to go horseback riding. So relaxing, and it's sometimes hard for me to just do that because I feel like I always have to send emails. I always have to be on phone calls. I always have to be working, and I'm thankful to have him be, no, let's go. And then we go, and I'm like, that was amazing. It feels so much better. I can focus now. So horseback riding is definitely my therapeutic thing. And I mean, being a creative person, I love to draw and paint and all that, but you know, I love good food. I love seeking out, you know, good places to eat or good breakfast places, especially when I'm on the road. Like Sarah, my travel companion down here, we've been hitting up every good breakfast place we can find in Nashville. So I don't know, something about food just makes the memories even better. Good laugh, good time, people. I'm not a big shopper. I'm not, you know, not big on that. I just like to be in a real moment, a real place, and experience life. So that's my other hobby.
Absolutely. So I just have a few more questions, Shannon, because I know that you're out doing your thing. But how do you manage? Because, you know, you talk to a lot of different people who interview you, of course, and, you know, they're anxious like I was, like, come on, Shannon, you can do this. Come on in, Tintra, like stressing you out because I am very, very tenacious about my approach and then try to be subtle at the same time.
Love it.
But, you know, how do you manage with everything that's going on in your life to stay connected to the real, like, balance of being just a individual? Because some people, they take their achievements, so to speak, and they run with them to a point where it's like, really, how come you're like standing on a ladder right now and I'm standing right here and you can't even come down off the ladder to talk to me? You get it? So some people put themselves so high on these pedestals, so to speak, that they're not willing to, you know, communicate with their supporters or come on certain shows or do certain things because they think it's, like, not really their thing. How do you manage to, like, just remain so humble and, you know, just awesome because I'm loving it?
Oh, thank you. Well, honestly, God is my strength, and if I don't humble myself, I know He will. So I better check myself every day than have God slap me upside the head. And my friends and my family, and I told them this long ago. I was like, if I ever start acting up, acting like a diva, acting like I'm better than anybody, slap me. You don't have to say anything. Just slap me across the face, and I will know.
Across the face.
I'm acting up. I'm not kidding. I told everybody, my close friends. So please, nobody just come up and slap me, please.
Like it was a joke.
I know.
It's all for fun. It's all for fun.
Joke, but if my mom slaps me, I know for sure I'm doing something wrong. I think, like, the balance of going back, like, getting on that plane and going home, making sure when I do have time, I am home and I am around reality. Because so we were on reality show for 5 years. That wasn't reality. That still was this world, this entertainment business. And, you know, you're getting flown here and interviews there, red carpets and designer clothes and this and that, everything that goes back when you go home. You know, you're not wearing those designer clothes. It's that moment of whatever decision I make right now, when I get on that plane and I land and I see my husband again after 2 months or I see my family again, will I still be that person? Will I know, looking at them, I'm still that person I was when I left? Because that's the reality. I guess that's the best way to put it. I always know there's a plane. I always know I'm going back home.
Right. And that's awesome. And I'm glad you kind of touched on that a little bit, you know, because so many people lose that. And I'm just, like, so grateful to see, even after being, you know, an NBA dancer, being on Fame, and then, you know, making a band and Danny B. Kane, and now, you know, Shannon Beck herself. That's amazing to me. And I applaud you for just being that capable of keeping yourself on the level. And I know that there's people listening in like, yeah, because for some reason, like, the Intune Show listeners love people that are just humble. They love it. They're like, wow, I didn't know this person was like that. Because, you know, sometimes we forget people use the bathroom just like we do.
Yes, that's the truth. Sometimes more than others. I'm silly, sorry.
But no, I love it. Yes. Come on. Yes, that was awesome.
And I think a lot of people also, whether they know it or not, it's really easy in this business to start surrounding yourself with yes people, like yes men, and people that just think you're great and agree with everything you say and always think you're fabulous and this and that and that. You don't have anyone that's honest with you because it's really fun and it's kind of nice to surround yourself by everyone that thinks you're just amazing. So then it almost, I think, starts making you delusional a little bit and makes you think, oh, everything I say is right. Everything I do is right. Everyone else thinks it is. No one's keeping me in check. So I think that's being conscious as an up-and-coming artist or entertainer or anything, being conscious of who are you keeping, you know, company with, who's your company, who's the most important person in your life. So I think that's a big part, too.
Yeah, definitely. And in a chat room, we have Teresa Johnson Claus says, hi, Shannon, all the way across, you know.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make sure I put that out there in the universe because I just noticed it myself. And, you know, again, guys, we have Shannon on for just a few minutes. So if anyone wants to talk to her, take the opportunity to call in now at 818-495-6975. It's an opportunity of a lifetime to talk to this beautiful, talented individual. Like, come on, what are you guys doing out there? Don't lose a chance. Don't drop the ball and the lines light up.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so 631, you on the line with Shannon and Miss P. How you doing today? Hello, caller.
Hi, my name is Brianna Wheeler.
I'm sorry, your name is what?
Brianna Wheeler.
Hi, how are you, Miss Wheeler?
I'm good.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm good. I'm a huge fan of Shannon Beck. I friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah, you are?
Yes,
so
I recognize your name.
Is there anything that you would love to say to her? This is an opportunity to finally talk to her, to hear her voice, to, you know. I'm excited to see what you have to say.
I'm kind of nervous. I've been like a huge fan of her since like Vanity Kane and stuff, and and I would like to know what's different, you know, when you was in the group and now you're a solo artist. Like, is it hard for you to be a solo artist now and like being in the group?
That's a good question. It's definitely a different dynamic to it. The hardest part about being solo versus a group probably is if you're not feeling 100% that day, your energy's kind of low, because we all have those days. When you're in a group, whether it's an interview or even on stage, you can kind of look at someone else and take that energy or give it to you. It's hard when you're solo. You just kind of have to refocus, find yourself, whether you feel like talking or not, whether you feel like getting on that stage or not, you have to. All of the attention is on you. So it's definitely that kind of dynamic.
Like, I have another question, too.
Sure.
Like, do you get nervous on the stage sometimes, like when you're about to perform?
I always pace. If I'm about to get on stage, I can't sit down. And I don't think it's so much nerves that I just want to get out there. I can't wait to get out. I always get little butterflies, though. I always have and I always will. And I don't want that to change because I think it's healthy. I think it gives you that edge. So I do always get a little butterfly, and I'm always pacing backstage. So when you're at my concert, you know I'm back there pacing, not sitting down.
Okay, that's good. Well, it was good talking to you.
You feel somebody hear your voice.
Right, and it's so awesome that you continue to support her. Have you heard her track yet? Is it out, Shannon?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I heard I'm Out. I love that song. I love it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah, and I like her other song. I heard the song on Feel It Too, and it was good too.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you like what you're hearing.
I like all the other songs.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
well, we're grateful that you like her and love her and support her. And we just look forward to you just continuously supporting Shannon because, you know, without you guys, nothing is possible. So we definitely appreciate the love and, you know, admiration that you have for Shannon because she's an awesome individual as you hear. Now you get to hear her live and see what she's like. And she's just awesome, isn't she?
Yeah. Aww. Yes, she is. She's really sweet.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right,
have a
bye, sweetie.
Aw, bye. Aw, so cute and sweet. I love it. I love when they're so nervous.
I know. I love it.
You just want to go and wrap them up in a little blanket, like, it's okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay. You know?
Totally.
Right, it is. So we appreciate you and thank you for your support. Now, 812, you're on the line with Shannon and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I have two questions.
Sure. Can you introduce yourself first so we know who we're talking to?
I'm Vincent from Indiana.
Hi, Vincent from Indiana.
Shannon, my first question is, are you independent?
Yes, I am independent artist. I don't belong to anybody. I'm label free, and every aspect of my career is all me.
Okay, and my second question is, what was the hardest change from going to pop to country music?
That's a good question. I think the hardest change was, I think just kind of coming down, when I was coming down to Nashville to write, was getting other co-writers and producers to kind of see my vision and understand where I came from in the pop world, and then helping me formulate, because I couldn't do it on my own. I needed someone to understand how to help me create my own unique sound. Because a lot of artists will come into a new genre, whether it's pop, R&B, or country, and they don't always know what they want, and they'll just get music shopped to them, or they'll kind of just write what the current market is doing, which is fine, but I was definitely not wanting to just sing anything. I just wasn't trying to just go country. So I think the biggest challenge for me was that crossing the genre with pop and country, going into country versus country going into pop, which is typically what happens.
Mhm. Thank you for answering my questions.
You're welcome. It's nice to talk to you.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
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 Yeah, so that's so awesome. I love it. I love when people call in and get to interact with people that they look up to musically. It's a good feeling, because I know talking to you for myself is like, wow. You know, like I'll go into groupie modes. People have caught me, okay? It's been recorded live.
If you had not to, I would go in groupie mode too. I'd be like, what?
I know. It's so hard not to do that. But, you know, you definitely, you know, when you are inspired by individuals like yourself, which now, Shannon, you know, I was inspired by you before, and that's why I went after you to get you on the show, because I just felt like, you know, she's awesome and amazing, and I would love for her to come on an Intune show. You know, I only try to go after people that I think is awesome and amazing, period. Thank you. So it's just one of those things that, you know, as I tell everyone, I don't want it to be the last time that we interact. You know, when you have your EP drop and things of that nature, I want you to know that this is like a platform that you could utilize for any way you need to utilize it. Definitely let me know so we can blast that thing like crazy and promote that thing like crazy, because I'm looking forward. But my one request is I need a signed copy.
Oh, cute. We'll have to get that for you, girl. Yes.
Definitely, because that would just make my day. You know, LaVert sent me a signed copy of their CD, and girl, why did I go on webcam and was dancing and posted it all over Facebook? Like, do you see this dance? And I have no prior training. I wasn't in the NBA. None of that. It was just winging it, and it wasn't good.
But it was honest, right? It was passionate.
But it was
and
honest, and it was exciting. Yeah, you know, everyone cracked up. But it's still okay, because I said, listen, I got my LaVert CD signed in the mail today, and that's all I have to say about that. Whoever don't like this dance right here, know what they could do for me. But I just want to thank you for being amazing and being so inspiring to everyone, and doing what you do and doing it so well as a woman one. Because like you said, I'm a woman, and you are that then some. And just having that strength and that inability to just overcome whatever it is that was kind of trying to plague you, and brushing it off as I'm out, and becoming and developing into this awesome individual that we see before us today. And I know after today, as far as, you know, what I know as a fact, whoever hasn't been following you on Twitter will be doing that before the night is out, because that's how we roll on an Intune show. So definitely give everybody, you know, where they can find you and stay in tune to all your updates and your music and everything.
Oh, definitely. The easiest way is to go to my website, which is shannonbecks.com. You can find my official Facebook page, my Twitter. You can pre-order my EP through the Pledge Music site there. So pretty much anything and everything is through my shannonbecks.com. You won't be steered wrong. So yeah, follow me, subscribe to YouTube. I got fun things I always post up there. So it's going to be a journey. So I want everyone to be along on it.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited about it. I'm definitely excited about it. It's just like your CD sounds like to me that it's going to be like one of those just motivational, inspirational things from, you know, for women out there. And I'm definitely with that. Definitely.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited too. What the heck? We're going to promo that thing to the wheels fall off. Seriously.
Good. I'm down. Let's do it.
Right. And I was just being alerted that someone is on the line, but I don't see them, and I don't want to avoid anybody. I'm so sorry, Shannon, because
no,
I just want to, you know, I'm being told, like, hey, listen, you know, don't forget such and such. I don't see such and such, and they need to be called in, like, right now. Like this second, I'm putting it out in the universe, so that can happen. Call in now, press one. If Otis is on the line, I'm being told Otis wants to talk to you. Otis needs to call in and press one. 818-495-6975. Otis, if you're there. Okay.
Otis.
Okay, let's see if this is Otis. Otis, is this you?
Yes, this is Kitty Pie. How you doing, Miss Kitty?
Hey, yay. How you doing?
How are you, baby? Hey, Shannon, how you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you, Otis?
Good. You know who I am on Twitter, right? Otis_James, and I got the monkey picture.
Oh, I can hear you. What was that, Otis?
I got the monkey picture on Twitter. It's Otis_James.
Okay. Okay, how about tweet me right now and tell me, this is me, and I'll follow you.
I sure will. You haven't followed me yet, but I want you to be on my country and rhythm and blues album, doll.
Are you serious? How awesome. Are you working on it right now?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in L.A., but, you know, I got friends in Nashville.
Awesome.
Let's try to hook up something.
Okay, sounds good. Well, hit me up.
Yeah,
now,
DM her. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you both. Now, first question for Shannon. Shannon, how does it feel to finally be a solo artist? Because, I mean, girl, you were great in Danny the King, but I feel like you were so much fierce now.
Oh, thank you. It feels good. You know, I love and respect everything that happened with DK, but I feel like I'm actually, dare I say, myself now. I'm completely who I am, and I feel really comfortable in my skin, just for everything is that. It feels good.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my question. Now, Miss P.
Yes.
You don't call me no more. You try to act like
what?
You don't know who I be.
No, I don't call you no more. I didn't know I had your number.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You know my number, 302. I'm not going to put it out on the air, but you already know who it is, honey. But I got to ask you, what inspired you to, you know, host the radio show? Because I've always wanted to know. You're really dope at it. I love it. I just got to know.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, basically, the reason why I brought this platform together is for amazing people like yourself, Otis, and like Shannon Bex, to bring people together that are the average Joe, considered the average Joe like myself, like the rest of us, with people that have made it in their journeys to a certain point together so that other people can gain from their experiences and get in tune to the world around them. So basically, the In Tune show is more than just interviewing amazing people. It's about bringing the community together to gain from the things that we don't pay attention to. So we're getting in tune to life and the world around us, musically, spiritually, creatively, et cetera. This is why I do what I do.
Awesome.
Well, I love it. And you know, Miss P, I'm going to call you later, you know.
Definitely call me.
Because I need to be on the In-Tune show, because, honey, I've been In-Tune since the beginning, but I just been so busy with my recording, I can't be calling in. But I had to call in today because I love Shannon. You know, she's a sweet doll. I've had the pleasure of meeting her and DK back when they was on the Back to Base meet and greet. I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
So I just had to I had to call in because I love y'all, and y'all keep doing y'all thing and shine on, babies.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for calling in, Otis. Thank you.
Not a problem. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so that's awesome. Shout out to everyone who took the time to call in today. It really means a lot to me, the interaction. Everyone who's tuned in tonight and also in the chat room just showing love for Shannon. It's definitely a good thing. They're saying they're following you now, Shannon, on Twitter. It's definitely what I, you know, want and try to, you know, manifest through the show, like everybody just gaining from each other, from awesome people like Shannon. So, again, Shannon, I just want to thank you for taking the time out and, you know, getting us in tune with everything that has been going on with you, being so upfront about it, being so dynamic about it, and also being on time. You know, don't ever surprise me like that again. I wasn't ready.
Sorry for being on time.
I'll be 2 seconds late next time.
Sorry, exactly. Well, Miss P, I want to thank you for taking the time and letting, you know, artists, me, and people actually speak from their heart, because that's rare. I think a lot of people want to just hear gossip and want to hear, you know, juice, but it's refreshing to be able to talk to people that actually want to know.
Exactly. Like, forget all of the nonsense. Like, that's the past, and I'm living in the present moment. And, you know, whatever happens, if someone was arrested or an alcoholic or they was doing whatever, that is not discussed on the Intune show because we don't care. We only want to know what's happening with you today and what makes you you today. And that's the premise of what we do. So thank you so much. I have nothing but love for you, Shannon. And please keep me posted on everything that is going on because I will be following your tweets.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have an excellent evening.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Shannon, and she is amazing, just like I knew she would be. And she's very inspirational and uplifting, to say the least. And the whole premise behind, and the theme, I should say, behind her EP that's releasing, I mean, come on, ladies. We all are women, and we all can relate on some level to what she is talking about. So stay in tune with her tweets. If you're not following her, please take the time to do so now at Shannon Bex. That's simple, and that's B-E-X, and that's S-H-A-N-N-O-N, okay, for all those that, you know, may differ in spelling. Definitely stay in tune to the Intune show as well, because as I always say, it's awesome to have amazing people on the show like Shannon. However, it's awesome to get in tune with you guys, too. So all those who are always tuned into the Intune show know that I love interaction, and I love for the listeners and the supporters to definitely let me know what's going in, because we all have something to offer to this world. We all do, whether it's you can cook, whether it's, hey, I'm a speed reader, or whatever it is the heck that you do. It's all relevant, and it's all relevant to us at the Intune show. So keep us in tune. And start putting your, you know, setting that platform for people to know who you are, not just by your name. Like, hi, my name is Vincent. No, Vincent. What else about Vincent? You know, so that's why I always like to know, who are you outside of just your name? Because your name just identifies you. But who are you about? That's what I want to know. So get in tune with me, because I want to get in tune with you. So we'll be on tomorrow night as usual, guys, at 10 p.m., and we'll be talking to KD at 10 p.m. Eastern, and then we'll be interviewing A-Rock at 11. So for all of those night birds that's up with Miss P, tune in. Don't miss this show, because it's going to be fun, and I get to interview two people that are amazing, and they're bringing it to music right now, so definitely be in tune for that. On the 24th, I'm going to be interviewing that Tuesday at 6:10, Anthony Q. So I hope you guys are taking notes on this. On the 25th, which is that Wednesday, I'm going to be interviewing Tamara Bubble, and I have my guest host, Natasha Finley. She's going to be on with us at 10 p.m., okay? So stay in tuned to the Intune show, because I want to be in tune with you guys. All you guys, thank you for being amazing. I can't do this without you, and I just appreciate all those who appreciate something of substance. You guys have a good night, and I'll talk to you babies tomorrow. Until then, stay in tune.
I'm in tune, 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 I'm